This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us this morning, we have the Columbia Falls Area Chamber Executive Director, Laura Godwell. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How are you guys? Yeah,
very good. Nice to have you in.
Yeah, thank you.
How was the drive down this morning?
It was lovely.
Did you come on 206?
I do, yep.
Yeah. But how do you like that now?
You know, recently renovated, it's a lot safer than it was. I will say we could work on the entries and exits on some of those turns, but...
Okay. Well, I went on just smooth sailing the other day, even around Tavern Road in that area. It really surprised me.
Yeah, it's a lot safer.
So, we've got a big celebration coming to Columbia Falls.
We do, Heritage Days.
Yes, tell us about it.
Yep, so the Heritage Days Committee has been busy planning it. Tonight is the Wildcat Athletic Endowment at Marinette Park starting at 5:30. And they do live auction, silent auction. There's a food and beer garden all the way till 11. Always a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow's the Boogie to the Bank at 8 and the Fireman's Breakfast and, of course, the parade. That starts at noon.
So it's a whole weekend celebration.
It is. Okay. Lots of people here for class reunions.
Oh. So they, now is that why it exists?
Class reunions? I believe that's how it started.
Yeah.
And then now it just builds. So you'll see all the different parade floats are based off that too.
What's this Escape to Margaritaville?
Escape to Margaritaville?
Yeah. Where'd that come from?
I guess that's a good question. I'm not sure.
That sounds like a question for the Big Fork Summer Play.
Yeah, I was going to say for Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, but. For sure.
Well, Columbia Falls Farmers Market, the community market, how's that going?
You know, I was out to dinner last night, and there's a huge turnout and great support from the community for the market. So as the chamber, we just hope all goes well for everyone involved.
But it's kind of a little bit weird there. At the corner, is any resolution to that?
You know, they're just making the best of it, both sides of that they can, and they still have a great vendor turnout, live music as well, and...
Just not as much space to work
just
with.
Just a little less space.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, O'Brien Bird has just done a wonderful job of bringing that corner back to life.
It is. Yeah, the renovations at the Cooper, remarkable. We held our Cloverfest there last year, and it's just wonderful.
Do you have a rodeo going on up there?
There is at the Blue Moon. It was last night, and I believe there's one more. Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
I think it's tonight.
I think it's tonight.
Yeah. So there we go. We got that going on. Talk with us a little bit about the chamber and what you guys are accomplishing, because there's so much growth in Columbia Falls.
You know, one of the biggest things we're excited to announce is we just, at the Columbia Falls Chamber, got notified or designated as the marketing organization for our area. And so we get to help market now the sustainable tourism throughout the Flathead Valley, but primarily through Columbia Falls. And this is brand new for Columbia Falls, the first year we've been able to do it. It's from some of the bed tax funding from the hotel and lodging. So
you'll actually be able to use that for just Columbia Falls?
Yep. So Columbia Falls through West Glacier is our kind of target audience. And we're pretty excited. We know tourism here is here. It's a driving factor for the economics, but we're just hopeful that we can help kind of manage that a little bit more with some recreational areas outside of Glacier National Park is our goal for this first few years.
Speaking of the park, how are you seeing the tourists and the crowds this year?
You know, it's less than previous years. I was on a meeting yesterday. There's still construction in the park, which is... troublesome to some, but it's not that long of a wait. And I think the people that are in the park are loving it. And we're just trying to get the messaging out that within 24 hours, a lot more of the reservation tickets open up. People seem to think if they didn't get it in 6 months, they can't come. And so we're trying to help message that.
Yeah, we went into the park at 3:30 one afternoon last week. Zipped right in. And we were talking to, Judy's daughter was there, and they had obtained a pass that morning and went in. And, you know, she said, you know, I got to tell you, I got to admit it. And she's a Montana native living in North Carolina. She says, I got to admit it, I like that pass system.
Yeah.
It was so easy to get in. It was places to park. There's no traffic jams?
Yeah, I think parking is one of the biggest. I mean, it used to be you couldn't even park at Logan. You would circle for hours trying to find a spot.
It was the point where the whole going to the Sun Road was a parking lot for a while. It just stopped.
Yeah. That's not the PR you want out there either. So I'm glad they fixed that. I was up at the park, I think about a week and a half ago, and on the way back, as I am wont to do from time to time, I thought, oh, there's the A&W. I wanted to go inside, but they're still just drive-through only because it's difficult, I guess, to find personnel to work. Mm-hmm. How's that going throughout Columbia Falls? You still have a lot of job openings?
There are a lot of job openings. I get from the job service, there's usually a 11 to 1200 across the valley every week that are wide open. Columbia Falls is not different, but a lot of these businesses, you know, I think through 2020 learned how to operate without opening their lobbies, and I think that's helped them be able to manage the lower staffing. Mm-hmm.
And Robin's also always wants his Papa Burger.
Yeah, well, no, I would just
you can't resist them.
I'm just going for the root beer float. But I wanted a corn dog. Sorry, we got corn dog bites, and I'm thinking, what is that? You know, well, it's those little mini hot dogs, you know.
Yeah. But if you order it as the kids' meal, you get the free root beer sucker.
See, you're speaking with knowledge there. I like that.
Yeah,
thanks,
I like
Laura.
That, too. So kind of line things out here for the next few weeks for the Columbia Falls Chamber, the events you've got going on.
Yeah, so one of the unfortunate things, we had to cancel our largest tournament, our 3-on-3 basketball tournament coming up. It was supposed to be August 5th. We just couldn't secure enough referees and volunteers, so we've been running that tournament for 20 to 30 years now.
Yeah.
So that was unfortunate, but we do have a business after hours coming up at Freedom Bank on August 22nd, and if you've ever been to their after hours, Don Bennett knows how to put on an after hours.
He knows how to party, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, you won't find many people who are more all about Columbia Falls than Don Bennett.
Correct.
I'd put him right there with O'Brien Bird. Those two guys, man, I tell you, they just sort of bleed Columbia Falls.
I thought you were going to say bleed blue.
Yeah. And another thing that I love about Columbia Falls is the high school orchestra and the jazz band.
They're
man,
remarkable.
Those guys are good. And the big bands, oh, my gosh, they're great.
Mm-hmm. They are. We do a job fair every year at the high school, and I'm always impressed just with the students that are there and the staff. Mm-hmm. It's a great group to work with.
And they put the job fair on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they partner with us and the high school staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that thing, that's fantastic. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, no.
Free form of consciousness. This is from Laura Godwash. She's the executive director of Columbia Falls Chamber. Anything you want to talk about?
You know, I think the one thing that came right before is the fire restrictions coming. I really hope that people do keep that in mind. You know, I think the meeting I was on yesterday, I want to say it, they've told us 87% of fires are typically man-made. So I think that's a pretty high number to work with there. So I think that's huge. And I think the other biggest thing, you know, a lot of our businesses are seeing the lower levels of the lake right now. The Flathead Lake. I think just reminding people you can still get on the lake, go support those businesses down there that are part of that, and take a tour on Far West boat tours and enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say the rafting on the river, though, that's still going on.
And all of that's still going. Everyone's still functioning and happening and adjusting to accordingly.
Well, our associate producer, Andreas Price, was wrapping up the Middle Fork, and he said it's starting to get a little rough up there. He said we bottomed out a couple of times and doing an awful lot of rowing, so it may change. So if you want to go river rafting, better do it sooner than later.
And you get an extra workout when you have to paddle more and
that's
get
true.
Out and push. I mean, so benefits.
There's always the positive side of that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. Well, great conversation as always. And it's
okay.
Just, you
one more thing. Oh. Heritage Days this weekend. When does it start?
So it actually started Wednesday, so it's all the
so
way through Sunday.
I missed 2 days of it already.
You did. You missed the first 2 days, but you still have three.
Okay, at Marintat Park.
Yep, tonight it's at 5:30, and then tomorrow's the parade at noon.
Okay.
Boogie to the bank.
Yeah. There you go.
And one thing I will suggest is when you're down the Highway 2 through Columbia Falls, take a right turn. Mm-hmm. Go see where all the growth is in Columbia Falls, and you'll realize what it's really all about. There's so much going on south of Highway 2. Mm-hmm. If you've never been there, you're going to think, well, you know, Columbia Falls hasn't changed since I was a little kid.
That's not true.
No.
I've lived here for well over a decade. I've never taken that right onto Nucleus Avenue.
Oh, you mean the left on the Nucleus?
Well, it depends on which way you're going. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about south of, that's where all the new housing mm-hmm. is, and that's where the high school is. That's where the
I've been there.
The middle school and all that's down there, the garden. And
there's a Logan Health primary care down there that my GPS sent me to when I really needed to go to the other side of town.
So that's our way to get you to drive around.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, Laura.
Laura,
thanks
God, for having me. Appreciate it. You bet.
Service with integrity of the highest quality. Lawrence Auto.
It's important to know that you're entrusting your car to one of the best, and we're happy to report that that's Lawrence Auto Repair. Thank you for voting them best non-dealer mechanic. That's 8 years in a row. Best place for an oil change, and one of the best for two of their techs, Saban Holcomb and Ryan Sanford. Lawrence Auto Repair. Recognize service with integrity for two generations and counting. On Highway 2, behind Fat Boys.
Lawrence Auto Repair. Service with integrity of the highest quality. LawrenceAuto.com.
96.5 is 600 KGEZ. John Hendricks with John Lupton. I wouldn't mind floating down the river. You got anything for me?
We do, yeah. We've got stuff to float down the river, whether it be inflatables or kayaks, canoe, you name it. We got some great stuff for river. We've got open water stuff. We've got you pretty well covered for your water activities.
I'm thinking about kayaks because they come in so many different shapes and sizes.
They sure do, yeah. We carry both rigid and inflatable, and they even make angling kayaks that are designed for people who want to fish from a kayak.
You mean like fly fish from them?
Fly fish, open water fish, bait cast, whatever you want. They're a nice, stable platform, and they're designed for fishing, so you get great movement, very comfortable to sit in, and get you out into some of those waterways where maybe a boat doesn't make sense.
Yeah, Snappy Sports Center, always making sense. Highway 2 and Montana 35 in Evergreen. KGEZ 2020 News, always local, always up to date. And lots to talk about here today. And we're going to also talk about food here in just a very few minutes. We have Chef Star Ironside coming in. So you will want to be right up close for that. Meanwhile, we have more now on the classified documents front. Donald Trump now accused of asking a staffer to delete camera footage.
In an updated grand jury indictment just unsealed, former President Donald Trump is now facing new accusations that he and aides asked a staffer to delete camera footage at his Florida estate in an effort to obstruct the classified documents investigation. The indictment quotes a Mar-a-Lago property manager, Carlos de Oliveira, telling a colleague that the boss wanted a server hosting the footage to be deleted. It says de Oliveira went to the IT office last June, took an employee to a small room known as the audio closet, and asked the person how many days the server retained footage. De Oliveira was added to the indictment, charged with obstruction and false statements related to an interview that he gave the FBI earlier this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
KGEZ 2020 News, the service of Farmers State Bank, reminding you that sometimes you got to come inside. You can rent a safe deposit box, pick out a new Montana-inspired debit card. Farmers State Bank, 9 brick-and-mortar locations here in Kalispell. It's 120 Hutton Ranch Road.
Well, companies kind of changed their name or their moniker through time to modernize it or whatever. I've gone to Dairy Queen a few times lately, and DQ on the side. Oh, you know, well, that's very hip. Now, the thing about Facebook is Mark Zuckerberg really said the metaverse. I want to control the metaverse. Mm-hmm. I still don't know what that is. It's just another algorithm or something that's going on there. And Meta's algorithm, it appears, shows that America's Political polarization has no easy fix.
A team of some of the world's leading social media researchers has published four studies looking at the relationship between the algorithms used by Facebook and Instagram and America's widening political divide. The analysis examined user data from the 2020 election and found that changing the algorithms had little to no impact on people's political attitudes. That suggests that addressing political polarization in the United States will require more than just new social media software. The analysis also showed how conservatives and liberals rely on different sources for news and information, and that conservatives encounter far more political misinformation on Facebook than liberals do. Algorithms are the automated systems that social media platforms use to suggest content for users. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Echo chambers, that's what we hear. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the solution is. We used to have the, what was it, equal time doctrine or fairness doctrine, where if you had somebody in, you had to make available equal time for the other side of the story so you can make an informed choice. No more. I mean, we want infotainment, I guess. So...
This is, of course, only really affected broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. But now the the genie's out of the bottle with all these social networks, which aren't really. I don't know that they have any kind of supervision by the FCC or anything.
Well, they're trying to bring some regulation into it, and every time they try, they get beaten down. I mean, look what's happening with Twitter.
Elon Musk would
the chief
like that.
Decided that he was going to take all restrictions off, and you can say whatever you want. And then first thing that happened is people started really attacking other people,
and attacking him, and so he put restrictions on.
Well, you got to.
I think maybe the solution on social media is you tell both sides of the story, and you let it be settled with a cage fight. I don't know. I mean, the stuff on the social networks and what is the new one? Not the Twitter deal. The
Threads.
Threads, but yeah. What is it competing with? The
it's competing with Twitter.
No, Twitter. What's that other the Chinese one?
Oh, that's competing with Instagram. That's called. What is that? I can't say it either because I don't do it.
I don't think I have it on my phone. I put it on something else. I wanted to do it before it became illegal, to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the name of it. Mm-hmm. The one that the governor is banned and wants, because they're going to suck up all of our information like they don't have it.
Already?
Yeah. I don't know.
Correspondent Jennifer King reports the latest government data shows U.S. inflation weakening, cheaper gas, lower increases in grocery prices.
A report from the Commerce Department shows consumer spending in June rose 0.5%. Consumer prices were up 0.2% from May to June, or 3% annually, down from a 3.8% increase in May. Core prices remained elevated at 0.2% or 4.1% annually, with increases in financial services, insurance, housing, utilities, and recreation, and video and media equipment.
And now this from Farmer State Bank.
Dreaming of summer fun? Stop dreaming. Visit any Farmer State Bank location to speak with a consumer lender about making your summer dreams come true. Farmer State Bank offers a full range of consumer loans for vehicles, boats, campers, and more. Rates are competitive, and there's never an application fee. You can even apply online at farmersebank.com. Bring on summer fun. Farmer State Bank, your Montana bank since 1907. An equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Well, here's a guy in Illinois who was fired from his job. And what do you mean I'm fired? You're fired. We don't need you here anymore. So he starts setting fires out in the parking lot, trying to force the boss to come out to explain to him why he was fired. Oh. I think that's a good indication. He set fire to a motorcycle parked outside the business. And, of course, there's a gas tank there. all in an attempt to lure his former boss outside. I need an explanation. Why would you fire such an upstanding employee as myself? Here, let's start another fire. KGEZ 2020 News, a service of Farmer State Bank. Yeah, the police were called.
Yeah.
And he wanted a further explanation as to why he was fired. The police said he was using gasoline and oil in an attempt to spread the fire.
Yikes.
He was arrested, charged with arson. KGEZ 2020 News, a service of Farmer State Bank, reminding you, sometimes you just have to come inside. You want to rent a safe deposit box. Pick out a new Montana-inspired debit card and take it home with you. Farmer State Bank, 9 brick-and-mortar locations in Kalispell at 120 Hutton Ranch Road.
Here's your official Northwest Montana forecast.
Temperatures will warm through the weekend into the lower 90s. We're going to hang on to those 90s into the beginning of our new week. Sunny skies today are high this afternoon, right around 85. Mainly clear, low 50s tonight. We could dodge just a few isolated showers or thunderstorms later Saturday. Otherwise, sunny highs near 90. And then Sunday back in the low 90s. Sunshine with us on Monday and Tuesday. Highs both days in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sally Russell, KGEZ 2020 News.
Well, this one's a service of Bullet Communications.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
We want our internet to be fast, reliable, and affordable, and that's what Bullet Communications delivers. So if you're not getting that from your internet service provider, it's time you call Bullet Communications, 756-INET.
70 degrees now, Whitefish and Columbia Falls. Big Fork is 71. Downtown Kalispell, 72 KGEZ degrees, moving up to 84.
It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us this morning to talk about food, Robin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Chef Star Ironside. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good. So we're going to talk about planning.
We are. We are. So recently I did an event out on the Big Fork Swan. So it's called The Nest.
Mm-hmm.
So they call it the Summer Soiree or the Festival of Flavors.
Oh,
they
sure.
put this on. The FBCC Foundation puts this on, and it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about what it takes to plan a menu for 200 people. This is wonderful. It speaks very closely to my heart because the foundation puts this on, so all the proceeds go to the students. Mm-hmm. So some of the students that need some assistance with tuition, this is what it goes towards. So the menu for this is we started about 3 months ahead of time. Yeah.
See, no, I remember going to Spain, in Madrid, to the palace. And they had a long table there to seat yourself and 200 of your closest friends. And I thought, and servants and everything, how many sides of beef? I mean, what are you dealing with something this big?
Well, that's what she's going to go over here, Ron.
Yeah, oh, so 3 months ahead of time. It actually, I'll be honest with you, it started like 20 years ago for me to be able to plan a menu of this caliber in 3 months. So with all of that training, culinary school, knowing my way around the industry and everything, now I have an ingrained timetable spreadsheet in my head. So it tells me, okay, so for this particular menu, you're going to need 3 months ahead of time.
Okay.
So we had a duck confit, which that takes about 2 weeks of planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's intense.
The ducks have to cooperate.
The ducks have to. We have to get them all in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then the feathers are a mess. It's fun. So several factors go into the planning. Headcount. How many am I doing? Am I doing 50? Am I doing 200? Am I doing 600? Am I doing 700? They're all of the same logistics, but it's the amount of the logistics. Then we have the time of year. If it's in the winter, I'm not going to be able to get fresh berries, obviously. The genre of the event, is it, what age group am I looking at? How much do I have to handle the salting and then the not salt and the crunchy, the texture? There's a lot of that different genres just won't go for. The creative license, how creative can I get? Can I have black truffle oil on everything? Or are people going to look at me and say, what did this taste like? Poop. Why? We do have a lot of that. Children, if I have a predominantly children menu, then they're not gonna want the high-end stuff. Yeah. And then most of all, the ability to obtain the correct ingredients. If I can't get a side of beef in, I'm not going to be able to do this menu, hence, or 3 months ahead of time to plan this.
Yeah.
So the theme I went with was a taste of summer in Montana. Everybody loves Montana in the summer. That's the best time to be here. I don't care what all the ski bums say. I love it in the summer. And so I created this menu based on the flavors curated for my 10 years in the Valley. So I take all of these flavors and these feelings and these ideas and turn this into something tangible. This is, in short, a chef's life. So here's what I chose to serve, and then we can go into a little bit of an explanation behind it. So the menu is served buffet style. This is the best way to get 200 people fed quickly. One line. I have 7 people working in my restaurant. I have 4 people on my line. Okay. So that means that they replace things. They answer questions. If we have an allergy in a specific dish, they need to know that ahead of time. Mm-hmm. They can't say, I don't know. I don't like hearing that. That's not something that goes well in my kitchen.
Yeah, right.
So the appetizers, we have a smoked trout and salmon mousse crostini topped with a choice of capers, grilled radish, hot honey, feta, candied jalapenos, or creme fraiche. So this was a choice on the appetizer bar. Now, the reason why I chose a smoked trout and salmon mousse, very well found here in Montana, everywhere.
Yeah.
And smoking in the summer, whenever the smoke season comes in, that's the first thing I think about. A little dark, but the flavors are there. Mm-hmm. We candied the jalapenos about 2 weeks ahead of time, and they were just absolutely wonderful. A little sweet, a little spicy, was really fun. The next, we had blackberry caprese skewers. I think that just envelops all of Montana's morning. You have the sweet of the blackberry, you have a little bite of the mozzarella, and then the fresh citrusy flavor of the basil. It just really wakes up the taste buds.
Yeah.
And then we had a curated selection of fruits and cheeses. Some were local, some were not, but I think that went hand in hand with a lot of people here in this valley dealing with some tourists, and we have some imported cheeses, right? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
For the salads, we did a grilled peach and spinach salad with roasted fennel, blood orange, topped with fresh edible flowers. Because I love hiking in this valley and seeing the flowers here.
Yeah.
The edible flowers come directly from my garden. I have orchids, I have nasturtiums, I have black pansies, I have carnations. Now, they're all edible, and it adds color, flavor, and vibrancy. And honestly, a lot of people were surprised to find out that, yes, nasturtiums are edible.
Okay.
Yeah, it adds a little nice peppery touch. The Bella salad, marinated portobello mushrooms, sweet onions, tomato, zucchini, tossed in extra virgin olive oil, salt, and pepper. Now, this one I found was wonderful in California, was wonderful in the South, was wonderful in the Pacific Northwest when I lived up in the Washington area. Here, it's nice because a lot of people don't want salads. They don't want the green. They don't like the crunch. This is not necessarily crunchy, but it's soft enough to be enjoyable, and all those flavors marinating together really, really are wonderful texture.
Yeah, a lot of different textures there.
It is. So next up, the accompaniments. Roasted fingerling potatoes with smoked pork belly. That pork belly, I smoked ahead of time. You have to look at your menu and timeline everything out. The smoked pork belly was done 12-hour smoke. It was done overnight, and it was done several days before. And then shredded, and then added to the fingerling potatoes, almost like a confit. The potatoes were packed in the pork belly in my refrigerator for a couple of days, so that all of the starchiness of the potatoes absorbed the wonderful flavor of the pork belly, and it was phenomenal. So when people like their meat and potatoes, this is what I picture. we have forbidden rice, grilled sweet potatoes with caramelized onions. The forbidden rice is the black rice. It's really good. It has a very sweet, fruity, and nutty texture. The sweet potatoes were wonderful, and it kind of reminded me of a Montana sunset. The caramelized onions, you can't go wrong with those ever. They add so much of a umami flavor. It's a sweet. It's a very full mouth feel. And then we have roasted tri-colored carrots, because carrots were one of the first things I started growing out here before I realized we have clay soil.
Oh.
And it's really tough to grow carrots in clay soil. Next, we have grilled and chilled zucchini boats with sun-dried tomatoes, feta, and walnuts. Now, this one we had to prepare 3 days ahead of time. Soak the zucchini in some lemon water so it doesn't turn brown, and barely hollow them out. So we cut them lengthways, scraped out, soaked them in water, and then dried them out. And then they sat in a cooler for a couple of days ahead of time because the cooler is going to firm up the flesh. So we cook them quickly and then put them right back in the refrigerator because they don't need to be cooked to a mush. Does that make sense? So it needs to hold up on its own. And fresh zucchini that's barely been cooked is just, the flavors are wonderful. So we did two live stations out there. We did a choice of fresh cut herbs for toppings. And then I did a smoke dome out there. So it's a little portable smoker. And I popped that smoke dome over and it just smokes.
Wow.
Immediately. Yeah.
Okay. Now I've never heard of a live station. That's just kind of for seasoning.
Yeah. We also had flavored salts imported from Iceland. So when I went over and visited, I bought a bunch of their salts. It's volcanic salts straight out of their ground. And we mushed them, or we had mortar and pestle, crushed them up and sprinkled them over the fluid, but it adds a little something to everything. So the live stations are just ones that chefs are cutting fresh herbs.
Oh, okay.
Fresh. So we give you your choice of, do you want fresh chives? Do you want fresh rosemary?
Ah, all right.
So it's pretty fun. And I got to show off my cutting skills. 20 years, I'm pretty quick at the knife. So our mains, we had duck confit with smoked fig and white truffle oil. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So the duck confit, you have to plan several weeks ahead of time because it needs to sit in the fat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's compacted in the fat. So this is one of the charcuterie techniques I spoke of in my last show, is preserving meats. So this was really fun. It set for 12 to 13 hours. It's low cooked in the fat. So this is maybe 200 degrees. The pork or the duck was slowly cooking for 13 hours, just slowly cooking. Ooh. And you just have to check on it. And the smells in the kitchen were obscene. So we did a Black Mission smoked fig. So that was my little smoking dome that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. We soaked that in the white truffle oil and then put that right over the duck. And that brought out bright flavors and then a fruity flavor from the fig. It was some pretty good stuff. A lot of people looked at the duck and were like, oh, this is so good. We could barely get it out of the pan without it falling apart. Wow. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we had fresh sliced Santa Maria style tri-tip with a jalapeno pico de gallo. This is a nod from my days in the Central Valley in California. The fresh tri-tip was nice and pink in the middle. It had been, we usually sear it and it has about a quarter of an inch of seasoning over the entire thing. So when you slice it, just that nice seasoning is, it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
We had grilled shrimp skewers with hot honey garlic. I didn't want to do too much in the way of seafood because this is a landlocked state. But we have a lot of imports from the Seattle area, and some of those imports are shrimp.
Sure.
So I'm like, you know what? We'll just do a nice little skewer, and people can bite on the shrimp. But I like to keep to the area and what we're looking at. The last one for the mains was a quinoa and red bean cake with a grilled mango slaw over the top of it. So this is for our veggie eaters. The quinoa and red bean, It's just a wonderful combination. The quinoa pops in your mouth a little bit. They have the little crunchy granules. That's really fun. It had a more garlicky flavor to it. The mango slaw really helped pick up the red bean. So it was delicious overall. I've had a couple of those. The desserts were a strawberry shortcake. It was pound cake with fresh strawberry compote and a chilled chantilly. Chilled chantilly is the vanilla whipped cream. Okay. So we had chunks of vanilla bean floating around in there. Wow. It took a lot to have my staff keep their fingers out of there. chocolate-filled mousse cups with fresh raspberries. We put a dollop of edible golden leaf on top of the raspberries, so it just set off that. The setting sun was just gorgeous on these. The Mars Capone was a vanilla at the bottom, and then we had the chocolate mousse on the top, and then we had that raspberry. So it was amazing. So out of all of this menu, you can see how the menu ranges in flavors, but it maintains a very bright yet simple flavor profile, something that I believe that Montana in the summer gives us. We mm-hmm. have something that's simple yet bright.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. What a diverse menu. I mean, a lot of diverse items. Had you made all of them before, or did you make them in your mind? And
I have made all of these before multiple times. That's why I was a little bit more comfortable doing this menu. For new menu items that I haven't made, I'll usually make them once or twice in my kitchen.
Sampling them and getting
to sample,
perfecting them.
Yeah. So I have a big catalog at home that I keep, and those are all of my dishes that I have made previously, shortcuts that I like to use, different substitutes that I like to use. If I can't find this, can I use this instead? And what that flavor profile will bring to the meal if I do substitute
that. And you had a crew, because you didn't do all of this stuff yourself.
No, can't do all of it. So fun fact, in culinary school, you're made to timeline everything. So everything has to be timelined down to the day, hour, minute, everything. So once you're doing that for 20 years, that's why I say this menu took 20 years before the 3 months, is because now I can do that in my head. Now my staff and crew, I will give them the jobs to do, but they don't understand usually what it takes to prepare this behind the scenes menu.
Yeah.
So they don't have, we need to do the duck a week ahead of time. We need to do this ahead of time, because you can't do everything day of. That just doesn't work.
Well, this is a powerful recommendation for us to go to one of these events that you've done, because it's more than I want to do at home.
I like that. Well, I will be at the Great Bear Fest. I'll be doing the VIP tent. We'll be doing some appetizers out there, little simple finger foods, but fun stuff.
All right.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Chef Star Ironside, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. Oh, you know what? Petty John's the water store. We want to remind you that 96.5 is 600 KGEZ. We go to the Big Fork Summer Playhouse and Brock Thompson. Boy, Brock, you have maybe the most successful season you've had in a while.
We're having a really good season, and we got a really good company this year.
Is there any particular feature that's leading the pack?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we are sold out for our grease for the rest of the season. Don't panic. If you really, really want to come see the show, we usually start a waiting list the night of the show at 6 p.m. You get there, the stroke is 6, get your name on the list. We start calling off names about 10 to 8, but we can usually come up with about another 20-plus tickets.
But we've got 3 more to choose from.
They're all great shows.
We better talk about ticket availability.
Our box office is open every day at noon. That's 406-837-4886. And you can talk to a human and get your tickets there. Or if you prefer to do it online, that's BigForkSummerPlayhouse.com.
Visit the Habitat for Humanity ReStore and browse their gently used household items, home furnishings, construction materials, and appliances. For every $200 spent at or donated to the ReStore, they can build 1 square foot of a child's bedroom or a family's kitchen here in the Flathead Valley. Whether you're a contractor, do-it-yourselfer, or redecorating, think the ReStore. You can even shop discounted items online at FlatheadRestore.org. The ReStore, Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5 in South Kalispell. Shop at the store that does more. Building affordable homes right here in the Flathead.
Ford is recalling dozens of pickups. Let's get the latest now from correspondent Rita Foley.
It's the top-selling vehicle in the U.S., Ford's F-Series pickups. Now, Ford is recalling thousands of newer F-150 pickup trucks because the electric parking brakes can turn on unexpectedly without any action from the driver. That, of course, could increase the risk of a crash. These are certain vehicles from the model years 2021 through 2023. Drivers may see a parking brake warning light and a warning message on the dashboard. The company says it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries. Owners will be notified by letter beginning September 11th. I'm Rita Foley.
KGEZ 2020 News, supported by Three Rivers Bank of Montana. With an interest rate akin to a CD, be sure you ask about the Pinnacle Savings Account.
Three Rivers Bank, helping you financially around every bend of life.
Well, nearly 60% of the U.S. population at this moment is under a heat advisory or flood watch.
The World Meteorological Organization calls this July the hottest month on record. In Arizona, monsoon rains brought a bit of a break, but record-breaking heat will persist in the Southwest and Midwest, and high temperatures in the Mid-Atlantic and parts of the Northeast will continue into the weekend. With high heat in most of the nation's big cities, power grids are under stress. The National Weather Service says the heat can be dangerous. Meteorologist Tom Frieders urges residents to take precautions.
Limit your exposure to the heat, take frequent breaks in cool areas and air conditioning, and really stay hydrated.
The Weather Service says severe thunderstorms and flash floods are possible for parts of the Northeast, New England, and the South, including South Florida. I'm Jennifer King.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House doesn't want to comment about the plea deal coming apart for Hunter Biden in connection with tax charges and weapons violations. She calls it a personal matter.
This has been done in an independent way by the Department of Justice. It has been led by a Trump-appointed prosecutor, and I'm just not going to comment beyond what I said yesterday. And of course, and we have said this multiple times, the president and the first lady, they love their son, and they support him as he is working to rebuild his life.
She was asked if President Biden considers his son Hunter with his legal problems to be political liability.
I'm just not going to speak to the politics of this. I'm not going to speak to characterize any of this for the president. What I can say is that, and I've said this before, this is a personal matter. This is a Hunter Biden, as you know, is a private citizen, and this was done in an independent way. This investigation is being led by a Trump-appointed prosecutor.
Evidence was presented at a sentencing hearing for that teenager accused of killing four fellow students at a Michigan high school.
The hearing is to determine if now 17-year-old Ethan Crumley gets life in prison or a shorter sentence with parole. Audio was played of Crumley before the shooting, saying,
"I'm going to be the next school shooter."
Detective Edward Wargrowski described video he saw of Crumley shooting student Madison Baldwin.
As he turns to walk away, her body just slumps to the ground.
Lieutenant Timothy Willis says a 22-page journal was found in a bathroom stall, apparently left behind by Crumley before the shooting.
When I shoot up the school, I hope that every parent of kids I gratefully murder will be so sad that they kill themselves. I want all of America to see the darkness in me.
Crumley's lawyers will argue he should be released at some point because of his untreated mental illness and abhorrent family life. I'm Ed Donahue.
Well, Robin has a great way for you to lose weight, and he'll share it with you right after this.
Construction can be stressful. Make it a little easier with a Three Rivers Bank construction loan. They have 1 or 2 time closing options. They make local lending decisions. You get local service, and you have an online construction draw process where you can submit requests, lien waivers, and track construction funds remotely. Make construction a little less stressful. Partner with Three Rivers Bank for your next construction loan.
Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Well, this ranks right up there with maybe with COVID for losing weight. And I did, you know, the COVID thing isn't over yet. We have that senator that's gotten it 3 times.
Yeah.
And a couple of our friends just went on vacation. They get off the plane at the other end, and they've got COVID. You know, now I'm not crazy about flying for that very reason.
Yeah.
But here's a way that's guaranteed you will lose weight. There's a research study that came out that says insect protein may slow weight gain, promote better health. It's a lose weight for sure for me.
Yeah.
I'd quit eating, I think. Are insects sustainable protein a source for the future? Well, it already is in some African countries. And as I understand it, there's some, I don't know if it's a beetle or whatever it is, that is akin to lobster. It's known as the lobster of the desert. Anyway, mealworms and crickets probably aren't going to turn on Western appetites, but new research suggests health benefits. Scientists at the University of Illinois report replacing traditional protein sources with mealworms and high-fat diets, and weight gain is slowed. It improves immune responses, reduces inflammation, enhances energy metabolism, and even improves one's ratio of good to bad cholesterol.
Wow.
So there you have it. Now, that's why, you know, the mystery burgers and all of the non-meat replacements, I guess, exist that are out there. But I kind of want to know what's in them before I make a burger out of a non-meat source like that.
Yeah.
Are you sure? It's like the chocolate-covered ants.
They're crunchy.
Yeah. KGZ 2020 News. For those of you who are into texture, there you go. Yeah. KGZ 2020 News, this time for Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Your checking account earns rewards. Ask about Kasasa. The same products as those mega banks, but you get the community bank feeling. See for yourself. Three Rivers Bank, helping you financially around every bend of life.
Here is your official Northwest Montana forecast.
Sunny skies today, are high this afternoon, right around 85. Mainly clear, low 50s tonight. We could dodge just a few isolated showers or thunderstorms later Saturday. Otherwise, sunny, highs near 90. And then Sunday back in the low 90s. Sunshine with us on Monday and Tuesday. Highs both days in the low 90s.
KGEZ's official Northwest Montana forecast, a service of Mike Hodges, a broker at Westward Bound Real Estate. You got questions regarding investing in real estate? Trying to identify the right property, the right duplex, the right land? Well, you ought to connect with Mike today, 406-871-0673.
Well, the current temperatures are moving up. 71 now in Whitefish, 72 Columbia Falls, 73 in Big Fork, and downtown Kalispell, 74 KGEZ degrees. Today's high probably around 84.
I'm John Hendricks.
And I'm Robin Mitchell.
Our next update at 12 noon today.
KGEZ 2020 News is now on standby.
And today's a great day for barbecue. In fact, it's the last day this week for barbecue. Yeah. So you need to go to DeSoto Grill.
That's right. And they are catering along with Chef Star Ironside at the Great Bear Festival.
That's right.
Which I'm going to be putting in an appearance. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they'll second think it in the future. Who let that buffoon in?
Yeah.
DeSoto Grill, great place. We'll see you there for lunch today, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. There are at 227 First Street West, downtown Kalispell.
Are you living on a fixed income? Do you wish you were better off financially? The Flathead County Agency on Aging is helping people like you save thousands of dollars each year on medical and household expenses. Call for free help and guidance. There's nothing for you to buy, only money for you to save. Call the Agency on Aging, 758-5730. A short amount of time can add up to big savings for you. 758-5730.
Since retiring, my days have been filled with long walks and giving unsolicited advice. I also move my bank accounts to Whitefish Credit Union. Thanks to Brianna from my local branch. It's great and secure. Oh, time to tell my grandson to get a real job.
From checks to the mobile app, banking with Whitefish Credit Union is easy. Visit a branch or whitefishcu.com.
Whitefish Credit Union keeps me up to date. What can they do for you? My name is Pap Pap, and I need a hobby.
Subject to membership eligibility. Carrier data message rates may apply.
I don't like this at all. Arsenic and radon and well water. No. Well, you can get peace of mind for your family by scheduling a free water test from Petty John's, the water store. Now, if you test clean, yeah, good. Now, if you have contaminants, Petty John's can help you remedy the issue with a Connecticut water system that's there for 12 pennies a day and everything is copacetic. That's Petty John's, the water store. You can reach them right now at 755-3674. For Petty John's, the water store.
96.5 is 600 KGEZ with more of the best music ever made. And we're up.